4, 3, 2, 1. If you have a need in your life, or if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to satisfy some of the needs that are coming in, you can call 882-7360. Leave a message and I will call you back as soon as it is possible. I had to be in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend, so today I'll be playing a message that was recorded at the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman this past Easter Sunday. It's entitled, Who Hath Believed Our Report? Listen to it, and I know you'll receive a blessing.
Amen. Is everybody in Matthew 27? Because I want everybody to read this and then just soak it in, amen? Verse 45. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land. That's 12 noon our time. From the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour, till 3 o'clock. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood there, when they heard that Jesus, they said, this man calleth for Elijah. That's Elijah. This man calls for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. Anybody had vinegar lately? And the rest said, let be. Let's see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus is on the cross. He was tormented. He had wore the crown of thorns. They had laid him down on two pieces of wood and nailed him to a board. And a nail drove through his body and nailed him to the cross. And he's hanging. And they say it's not so much the pain in the hands, it's just you get tired and your body leans into your lungs and you can't breathe. And not only you got pain here, nails in the feet, but you can't breathe either. And they say it's such an excruciating pain. And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. He died. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top unto the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks did rent. The rock, there was an earthquake, and the rocks were broken. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain. And I asked God, I said, God, why did the veil of the temple, why did it just split down the middle? I didn't understand. That didn't make any sense to me. But God, oh, praise the Lord. In Exodus 26, in verse 33, I'll just read it. I wrote it down. The veil of the temple. When Abraham, or when Moses was out in the desert, God commanded Moses to build the temple. And the Bible says that the veil was woven to hang between the holy place and the place of the most holy place. This veil was separated. And when God would come down to the children of Israel and manifest himself, he would manifest himself in the mercy seat inside the most holy place. And only the high priest could go into the holy place. And then only once a year, he had to be sprinkled with the blood sacrifices. He had to wear all the ornamental garments. And even then, only the high priest could go in once a year because it was the most holy place. And at that time, even when the tent was replaced with Solomon's temple, they still owned the veil. And even to this day, there was still the veil that separated men from God. But when Jesus died on that cross, the veil of the temple was rent in twain. It ripped apart. And God said, that is what Jesus died for, that men could come unto me, that they didn't have to go through a priest, that they didn't have to go and make the morning and the afternoon and the evening sacrifices every day, that when you wanted to talk to God, all you had to do was come in the name of Jesus, because his blood replaced those blood sacrifices. He became a living sacrifice for us. And the veil was rent so that we could go to him anytime we wanted to. We didn't have to go just once a year, but we could come at any time we wanted to. Amen? Praise the Lord. And I just thank my Lord. Because when people are ready, they can come. And they can say, Lord, I believe. And they can come in the name of Jesus. And they can be saved. Just like that precious... lady was this woman.
Yes.
They can be saved. But there's a world out there that don't want to believe. There's a world out there that refuses to believe. They'd rather have their worldly things. They'd rather build up their homes and lay up treasures here. But the Bible says we ought to be laying up treasures in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
God bless them now, Lord.
Praise
yes.
the Lord.
But there's a world out there that don't want you to believe. As a matter of fact, in verse 63, the priests came together unto Pilate, and they said, we remember when Jesus was still alive, they called him the deceiver. They said when he was alive, he said in 3 days he would rise again. And they called some soldiers together, and they said, you make sure that he don't. Not likely. They sent those soldiers out there to guard that tomb day and night. They sent him out there and they said, you see to it any way you can keep him in that ground. And they took some mortar out there, and the Jesus had been laid in a tomb of a rich man named Joseph, and a big stone had been rolled away. And I didn't know this until the other day, but they took mortar and they sealed that stone. They put some men around that thing. They didn't want it to move because they were afraid that the disciples would come in there and steal Jesus' body, and that they'd say, Jesus rose again, just like he said he would. And they set guards there, soldiers, to make sure that Jesus would not come out of that ground. It's not likely. Chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, right at the beginning of the day, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the sepulchre, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone, just ripped the cement right off of it, just rolled it away, and he went and sat on it. And his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. And for fear, the keepers did shake. The soldiers, they shook for fear, and they came as dead men. People fall over when they're in the presence of God. Because no one can stand in the presence of God and His glory. And these soldiers fell as dead. And the angel answered and said unto the women, the two Marys, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. You late. He's done gone. The Bible says, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see where the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Look, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre, and with fear and great joy did run to bring the disciples' word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them. They didn't have to go find him. Jesus met them. I say, you come this far, Jesus will meet you halfway. And he said, all hail. And they came and fell at his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said unto them, be not afraid. Go and tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead. I mean, his death was enough that we could come unto the Lord, because the veil of the temple was rent. It was torn in two pieces. But not only did Jesus die for us, but he rose for us. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. That's what this time is all about. Jesus rose for us. He didn't just come here and die like the rest of us, but he rose again. And that same spirit that came down and lifted him up out of the ground is going to take us home one day.
Oh, yeah.
When he comes back, he said, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself. He's going to come back. And everybody that's here, and every one of the dead that sleep in the dust, he's going to come back and say, come on. He's going to raise them up just like Jesus was raised up.
Praise Lord.
But there's still a world out there that don't want you to believe. And you got to watch and pray. Because now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came to the city. The soldiers, they woke up. Now they had been able to watch what was going on. I mean, they were there, but they were conscious. And they came into the city and showed unto the priest all the things that they had done. They said, hey, angel come and knock the stone out of the way, and Jesus come out of the ground. I told them everything that was done. And when, now these are the priests. These are the priests of the day. When they were going, and when they were assembled with the elders, than they had taken counsel. They gave large money unto the soldiers.
They bribed them.
They gave the soldiers money and said, told them to say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. The priest told those soldiers to lie. Because if Jesus came and they didn't, and the people, I mean, Jesus died and Jesus rose again. And the temple veil was rent in twain. There was no need for priests of that nature because the people could go to the Lord all they wanted to. All they had to do was come in the name of Jesus. And their jobs was, that they was going to lose their jobs. And I bet they could see that. But they said, they told them to lie about Jesus. They said to come and say that the disciples had stolen the bodies. And they confirmed. They said, and if we come to the governor's ears, we'll persuade him and we'll secure you. They say, hey, we've got no problem. You're not going to get in trouble. We'll take care of you. You just go out and lie for us. Ain't the devil nasty? So they took the money and they did as they were taught. They lied. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews to this day. The Jews don't believe that Jesus rose. I've talked to my mom has worked with some Jews before, and it's scary because they'll tell you Jesus was just another man, just like you and me. He was born, he was here, and he died, but he didn't rise. He's a good man, but he didn't rise. He's not the Lord. Oh, the devil has got some lies, and it's hard to believe. I was just thinking, I don't know how many soldiers were there. It doesn't say, but for what few soldiers was there, it's amazing how many people throughout this world don't believe. Your life can change things. Just a few days or hours, and the devil can use you to change this whole world.
Well, I'm sorry, friends, but I'll have to stop the tape here because our time is about over. Being the Lord's will, I'll be playing the second half of this message on tonight's broadcast at 6 o'clock, so be sure and tune in for that. If you would like a copy of this message entitled, Who Hath Believed Our Report?, you can mail me a blank cassette tape and a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll copy it to you and get it just as soon as I can. Well, remember there'll be a singing tonight at the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. The One Ways from Knoxville and the Young Family from Dayton will be with us. The singing starts at 7 o'clock. Regular church services are Sunday at 11 and 7, and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Well, it's time to go, so until next time, remember and keep in mind John chapter 4, verse 24, which says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.